Let's hear from Jeff Barton. Jeff has a big secret which his wife recently discovered in the attic, an enormous collection of radio jingles. Jeff's headmaster of King Edward VI School in Bury St Edmunds and has always kept his collecting habits secret from his pupils. So sit up straight, 9A, this is going to be great. How did you first get interested in jingles, Jeff?
Well, I was interested in radio before I even knew what jingles were, I think. And like a lot of people at my age, I grew up listening to Radio 1 or overhearing my parents who might have been listening to Radio 2. And that was that, really, until I went across to my sister's house. She'd moved to America. And I noticed that the people singing those little jingles on Radio 1 were singing about radio stations over where she was. Same backing track, same voices, it seemed. And it just got me interested in who were these people singing these things and what kind of living was that.
Radio 1, Britain's number one.
And so you tracked down the common source, as it were, of all jingles.
I did. I wrote to the BBC and found out that the stations Radio 1 and Radio 2 had their jingles produced in Dallas, which is the jingle capital of the world, as you might know, David.
It's probably on the bumper stickers, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I wrote to the company who sent me some samples of their work, and that was the beginning. I started hearing all of these glorious American radio stations and these seven voice groups singing their call letters.
There was a hiatus in your collecting career, wasn't there? You stopped collecting at one point.
That's right. I think people would say I grew up, probably. In the early days, I had ambitions to be on the radio. My mother said I had the right looks for it.
But it's all come true now. You're on the radio.
Well, yes, not particularly for reasons I would be proud of, I don't think. But I went to university and then I went into a real job and so on. And that was the end of the interest until last year, actually. My wife pointed out there were boxes of tape sitting in the attic, which she wanted to throw out. And through that, I got in touch with somebody who I found out was around my age, a big fan of jingles. He took them all off my hands, converted them to MP3 files so I could relive the glorious days of my teenage years, as it were.
How many are there altogether?
It's difficult to quantify because jingles can range from 1 second to 30 seconds, then you get lots of different versions. But I think it would probably be right to say there's at least 10,000 of the things.
10,000?
Yes. Yes.
You've got your hard
disk.
Yes,
people react like that. they certainly take up a fair amount of space, yeah.
And they're all different.
Well, they are in one sense. I mean, I think the reason I'm interested is that you hear, if you were to drive across America, which, you, as you know, has got thousands of radio stations, or across Britain now, you will hear the same tracks quite often, but with different call letters or different station names or different slogans. And that's what interested me, who was putting these together and who was crafting them. So in one sense, they're different, and in one sense, they're the same. And I think the interest for those of us who occasionally collect them is getting the same track but sung for different stations, whether it's in America or Australia or wherever.
Jeff, you're a head teacher. What do your pupils think about your hobby? Do they know about it?
I don't know that that students or staff at school know much about the hobby.
They do now.
They do know. And if they do, I think they would treat it with a certain contempt, rightly so, probably. It's just a separate part of my life which remains pretty firmly at home.
You don't think they'd lose respect for you at all, do you?
Well, I think that is the subtext of what I'm saying. Yeah, I certainly wouldn't start a jingle with feeling happy with your favourite music and Jeff Barton. Good morning,
everybody.
You're
set out to start morning assembly with a couple of jingles.
I'm not sure it hits the kind of moral and spiritual dimension of the curriculum, really.
You've even gone to the lengths of having your own jingles made, haven't you?
I did when I was kind of 16 and 17, working at the Stafford Co-op, save up my money, and whereas other teenagers might have spent it on illicit things, I spent it having some jingles made for me, in this country actually, most of them. And that was because, of course, I had the ambition that I was going to be a big name in radio, which didn't quite happen, and that's why in my hospital radio days and university radio days, I did have some jingles, which I think even then were seen as a slightly cheesy ego trip, but that didn't stop me.
Feeling happy with your favourite music. Jam.
Jeff Barton. They should have jingles on the Moral Maze, brighten everything up a lot.